Welcome back, everyone, to Race Week. Well, it's Racecast, but it is officially Race Week again.
I was going to say, we changed the name.
No, not anytime soon. But we're going to Canada. I'm going to Canada this year. I'm going on holiday to Canada. And
I actually thought you were going to tell me that. Oh, by the way, Matt, I'm going to Canada tomorrow for the F1.
No, that would be good.
I would have been a tad jealous.
When I was booking the trip to Canada initially, I was like, I wonder if it ties in. Because obviously if I was in Canada, the F1 was on, miles out. You know, I'm not going until the end of July. But it would have been like when I went to Australia last year, I was just like a week out. If I'd gone a week earlier, I could have gone to the F1. So, yep, Canada. Do you know the interesting fact about Canada?
No.
Lewis Hamilton won his first race there.
That is interesting fact.
Yeah. Surely you knew that anyway.
When was the last time Lewis Hamilton won a race?
When was the last time he won a race? Everyone knows that. Saudi Arabia 2021. Although it should have been Abu Dhabi 2021, but we won't go into that. Anyway, if you're new here, give us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to us on, be it Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Still, I'll reiterate, I believe Google have shut down. I actually don't know what other platforms you can listen on. Yeah, you know what? That's what I want to know. If you're listening to us on something that isn't Spotify or Apple Podcasts, DM us.
Amazon
Podcasts. Is that... That's a thing, is it?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, so I actually, to be fair, I could check. I could check all our stats to see where people are listening to us on. But just let me know anyway. And how you can let us know is by going onto Instagram and searching Racecast, or onto Twitter and searching Racecast Tweets, or onto TikTok and searching Racecast Clips. That's exactly how you get involved with us on social media anyway.
And if you're just like Jordan... Such a nice comment yesterday on one of our TikToks.
Oh, yeah?
Such a silly take. Really struggle with this podcast. So, really good comment.
Do you know what, though? Like, the world we live in, our lives are so simple, right? You think of the history of time. What humans have had to endure, right? You know, even, 50, 60 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, 60, 70, people didn't have hot water. You know, like, you couldn't just go and have a hot shower. You had to have a bath and you had to heat up water and pour it in. This prick, the worst part of his day is listening to a podcast that he doesn't have to listen to.
Also,
just turn it off.
Just a very small clip of us talking about Kevin Magnussen not being fit to be in F1. That's all we were talking about.
He can turn it off, and if you're sitting here thinking, I don't like this, turn it off.
What I love most about it, right, so I think I'm better, because I used to get quite, we had horrible comments, I'd be like, oh, that's quite sad. But I don't think we take ourselves too seriously with some of the comments.
I mean, look, some takes we know are... Not even necessarily ridiculous, because I think what we were saying about K-Mag was a very fair point.
I just think that was a fair point.
We just said it in probably like a really ridiculous, stupid way, comparing him to my dead granddad who had Alzheimer's. So I get that maybe he's like not understood the actual point behind it. But the point is that K-Mag has had a really bad season. He's driven recklessly in a number of races. And we think his time has probably come to an end. I think someone actually commented on there saying, like, this is harsh or something. He outperformed Mick. Yeah, well, how's Mick's career gone? Do you know what I mean? It's not a fair comparison.
No.
It's like if I had my first boxing match and I beat up a dwarf, and then my second one was against Tyson and I got beaten up, everyone wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, but remember the first one he had when he won?
You'd lose that.
Against a dwarf?
No, Tyson.
Yeah, no, Tyson of it. The dwarf, no, he'd stand no chance. No. And also, just, I was literally just about to say I fixed my squeaky chair. And then it squeaked. It's a lot better, though.
It's a lot better.
You should notice the drastically less amount of times you're going to hear that.
Indeed you would. Anyway, welcome along. I hope you're all good. Let's talk about a bit of news, shall we? Because, funny enough, typically old-fashioned or how we roll, basically, on this podcast, we put out a clip and literally 3 hours later, news comes out. So this morning I posted a clip on TikTok saying, should Ocon keep his seat for 2025?
Did you?
Yep. No less than 3 hours later, it was announced that Ocon...
We are the curse.
We are.
You know, like, there's always that thing of Lewis Hamilton posting a shirtless picture.
Yeah.
We're the same with clips. If we talk about something...
They wouldn't want to see us topless.
You, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
If we talk about something on a podcast, particularly if we clip it up and then post it, the answer to that question or the opposite to what we said will happen like the same day.
Within a 24-hour period.
Yes, quite impressive.
And this morning, some of the comments was like, oh, well, he's not signing. I was like, yeah, okay, thanks for that. So it was announced today that Ocon will be leaving Alpine at the end of 2024. For me, it's not really a shock. We discussed this last week. Obviously, with the issue in Monaco, I'm assuming that had some part to play in this decision because...
I'd be curious to... I wish we could know how much of a part it had to play.
And I think it must have had some part to play because it's so so soon after Monaco.
It definitely did. It kind of felt like the nail in the coffin, but... Well, I say the nail in the coffin. I mean, it felt like the sort of fatal blow that got him there. What... I guess prior to that, would you have really ever thought that Esteban Ocon's seat was at risk?
No. I never questioned it.
Yeah. I would have just assumed him and Gasly will be there next year unless one of them get a better offer from somewhere else because we know what Alpine...
Going off topic now, I had a thought, obviously, Pierre Gasly. You've left... AlphaTauri to go to Alpine.
Yeah.
You've now got Racing Bull, who are performing a lot better than Alpine.
Yeah.
You must be thinking to yourself...
Well, a lot better? Is that true?
Well, no, I would say yes, because if you're going by Tsunoda's form, you're picking up points week in, week out. Granted, Gasly just picked up his first point in Monaco. But that car... Can you imagine if you had Gasly and Tsunoda in that Racing Bull.
Yeah, but it's the risk he takes. And look, I'm not being funny. At whatever they're called, Racing Bulls, RB, you're factually limited.
Yeah.
There's a hard ceiling in place that you absolutely cannot break. You are never, ever going to win a world championship in a Toro Rosso, right? That's just not ever going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get your point.
I get why he moved. I completely get why he moved, and it was a perfect move for him.
Yeah.
But what I mean is now you must be thinking to yourself, do you know what? I put all that hard work in.
I don't think so, because for him, he could still look at 2026, and he could be looking at 2026 with the new regs and being like, I've got a chance to win a world championship if Alpine pull it off.
Yeah.
He could never think like that all the while he's at RB.
Yeah, okay, valid point. Anyway, going back to Ocon, you shut me up very quick there. Thank you very much. So, the question is, what's next for Ocon? Because take yourself back 3-4 months ago, he was actually linked to that Mercedes seat.
Yeah, which I've also seen people talking about today.
I can't see it ever happening, but his name was mentioned. But so the question is, where next for Esteban Ocon? For me, you know, looking at some reports as well and doing some reading today, I kind of agree with it. There is only three teams that make perfect sense. And I want to go through those with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Sauber. So, obviously, 2026, they're going to be Audi. They've just signed Nico Hülkenberg. Hülkenberg, Ocon, could that be a good replacement? I don't know. Obviously, you've still got Bottas, who hasn't signed for a team next year. So, there's all these places here.
I would take Valtteri Bottas over Ocon.
I would agree with you on that one.
But I tell you who I think is looking at Ocon or should be looking at Ocon.
You're going to ruin my segment now, aren't you?
Haas.
Okay, that's just, yeah, okay, thanks for that. So the other team I was thinking was Haas.
Yeah.
And why does it make perfect sense? Well, I tell you why it makes perfect sense. Get rid of K-Mag, okay?
Yep.
He can't drive anymore, right? He's a danger to society.
Yeah.
So, you want a bit of experience? Esteban Ocon. He's been in the sport a long time. He's a race winner.
He's still young.
He's still very young. Put him alongside Ollie Bearman.
Well, no. No.
Well, no. Ollie Bearman seems to be he's going there, okay?
I'm sorry. I just don't understand that.
You know, I'm not saying I agree with it, but what I'm saying is he will be going there.
Will he?
Yes, yes.
I don't... If Haas have got... And this is not disrespectful to Bearman because he's done nothing... It's not because I think he's proven that he's not good enough for F1.
Yep.
You know some people show and you're like, they're just not good enough for F1. It's because he hasn't done anything to prove that he is ready for it yet. Yeah. You know, what the hell happened to having to actually prove it in F2, GP2? What, like, you know, going through the feeder series, what, I don't understand. Just because he's, what, Ferrari's reserve driver or whatever.
Yeah.
He's 18, and I know I've banged on about this. He came in to F1, his first ever race, finished sixth in the second quickest car on the grid. Brilliant. What an experience that was for him. Did a very good job.
Yeah.
Can't deny that. But he was in a Ferrari. You know, he's a professional race car driver. He should be putting in that performance. And if he wants to prove that he is good enough at F1, well, he needs to consistently perform well in F2 and prove that he is the best driver in that pool of drivers. Because if he can't even beat his teammate, Kimi Antonelli, who's 17 years old and who's only just come in, you know, I know he has been racing before, but he's just come into F2. And to be fair, Behrman's only 18 years old, so there's only 1 year in between. But I think we've seen drivers win F2, you know, the championship, and not end up in seats.
Mm.
You know, you've got Felipe Drugovich rotting in the reserves at Aston Martin.
Yeah. So I agree and I disagree with you, okay? I agree with you that he should be putting in better performances in F2. And actually, for that, that's when you really show good character. However, I disagree with you the fact that he... Yes, okay, he's a racing driver, granted. But the difference between an F2 car and an F1 car is drastically different.
Yeah.
And he went to that race in Saudi and he put on a phenomenal performance. For an 18-year-old who's never... But I know he's did some testing, but he went into practice, he went into qualifying and he put in a solid performance. And for someone of 18 to do that, we've seen people, you know, like Stroll, Sargent, Mick Schumacher in the past, they've been it in that track. He did... Sorry.
What the hell was
that? I don't know. I had a bit gassy. He did not. He did not. He showed a very, very professional performance.
Yeah, but I think we can't judge drivers on the basis that they didn't crash.
Well, no, I don't mean it by that. But I think...
Because that's not setting the standard massively high, is it?
But I think if you're Haas, this is a perfect opportunity to go something completely different. Yes, get someone in like Ocon. Get rid of K-Mag. Hülkenberg's gone. Ocon... Perfect replacement, in my opinion, because you can kind of build a team around him, move him forward for the 26 regs. You get in Bearman, give him a year in the 2025 season of this, getting the experience of F1, build himself up in preparation for 2026. Having a young driver and building on someone, because also Ferrari are going to want that as well, because they're potentially going to see him as a future F1 Ferrari driver. I don't know.
I'm just pulling up the standings.
What, for F2?
Yeah.
Oh, he's shocking. He's completely shocking. He has actually got more points now than...
He has got more points now, but that's because he did all right at Monaco, didn't he?
P4, yeah.
So he's got 18 points. He's 13.
Well, where's Antonelli?
Sixth.
Okay,
he's got 48 points. But granted, Antonelli's probably had one more race than him because Behrmann missed out.
Yeah. But also, what's the difference with Antonelli then? He's linked with Mercedes. Has he proved himself in F2?
Well, no, I think that's pretty crazy.
Logan Sargeant, he proved himself in F2, didn't he?
I don't know, did he?
I mean, he was around P5, P6.
And that's... I just can't understand.
Nyck de Vries.
Nyck de Vries proved himself...
in F2, and he was shit in F1.
No, he's a Formula E world champion.
Aren't we all?
But you see, he had some credentials behind him. Oscar Piastri. He had proved himself. He was F2 world champion.
Yeah.
So... It sometimes I just think, like, have these men just got really good PR teams?
I don't know. From a fan point of view, I'd actually quite like to see it. Because if you're giving me an opportunity to watch Kevin Magnussen in a seat for another year, or bringing in Ollie Bearman to see what he can do, give me Ollie Bearman all day long. Because I think it's actually more exciting for the sport, because you've got someone young, you can really see them develop and move forward. And hopefully...
Yeah, but these are supposed to be the 20 best drivers in the world.
Okay.
So you think he's top 20?
Who? Ollie Bearman?
Yeah.
No, but is K-Mag?
No, I'm not saying
K-Mag. No, but...
K-Mag should go.
Answer me this. Right, you have a choice between Ollie Bearman and K-Mag.
But that's not the only choice.
But I'm giving you this choice. Who are you picking?
All right, well, would you rather eat a bowl of shit or drink a cup of piss?
Cup of piss all day long. No, I'm joking.
That probably sounds harsh to Bearman, because obviously he's a really, really promising up-and-coming driver.
Answer the question.
I don't want either of them. If I'm team principal, I'd be like, we just won't run the second car then. Save our money.
No, that's just ridiculous.
No, I just think there's a chance that a team like Haas could end up with a Carlos Sainz here.
Carlos Sainz would not... Okay, answer me that.
Carlos Sainz or Bearman?
Carlos Sainz.
Okay.
But Carlos Sainz isn't going to go to...
Where else is he going?
Williams?
What, Logan Sargeant, who's still got a seat?
No, he hasn't been confirmed. He's not going to keep his seat, is he?
I mean, he brings in a lot of money. That's why he's there.
All right, if he keeps his seat for 2025, I'll amputate my left leg.
I hope he does now. No, but do you see my point? There's existing drivers that they could still go after. If you were Haas right now, are you pushing for Carlos Sainz or are you pushing for Ollie Bearman?
Carlos Sainz would not go to Haas.
If it meant he didn't have a seat in the sport.
I think he would have a season out.
I don't believe he would.
No, I don't believe that. That's rubbish. But I can't believe that
How bad are Haas at the moment? Because Hülkenberg seems to be able to get them into Q3 most races.
Yeah, Hülkenberg can.
Carlos Sainz could.
Yeah. Carlos Sainz isn't going to sign for Haas.
Okay, but what I'm saying...
He's not going
to... He hasn't got anywhere else to go...
We're talking about realistic targets here.
Oh, well, Williams is realistic, is it?
Okay.
Just because you fancy James Bowles.
Love him. Who has more potential of progress here? Haas or Williams moving forward?
Well, at this point, I don't know.
No, come on. That's an easy answer.
Is it?
Yes. Williams has the potential, potential.
No, you're thinking of their history.
No, I disagree.
It's not 1997 anymore.
Alex Albon, and I truly believe this, okay?
Yeah.
Would not sign a multi-year contract extension with Williams if he didn't believe in the process. This is a guy...
No, I believe he would because...
Yeah, because you think that he likes the security.
He knows what it's like to lose his job.
Yes, and he lost... But he wouldn't lose a job now. He would go somewhere else.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, is do you think if Red Bull come knocking on the door, right, Alex Albon, do you think he's not able to get out of his contract? Of course he is.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think by him...
So he's got all the security in the world now. Well, I've got the job for the next three years. No, that'd be nice.
I think I'll earn myself
a cool 15 million or something. But if Red Bull ever come knocking or Ferrari, I'll be able to get out of this.
I just think the fact that he signed is a real indication that he believes in the process.
Well, I mean, there are obviously rumours that From 2026, we're, I believe the engines are hugely impactful.
Yeah.
And I think as per history, Mercedes allegedly have the go-to engine.
Yeah.
That is significantly ahead of all the others in terms of development.
Who did you say that, sorry?
Mercedes.
Yeah. So another...
And obviously Williams.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking at, if you're Carlos Sainz, aren't you thinking, okay, if you're hearing this news, go to Williams. He still, he'll still pick up points next year with
yeah, but it's still all just whispers, isn't it?
You never know. Like you,
you know, Ferrari might have the best engine, and then that Haas car could be good. Alpine might have the best engine.
I can't see it.
Yeah, true.
And the other seat potentially for Ocon was Williams.
Yeah, I don't think that one will happen. No. I don't think Williams. He is a bit of a bad teammate, in my opinion. I know he did a series of emotional tweets the other day. From what I've witnessed of him, I don't think he's the most ideal teammate to have around. And I think Monaco sort of just epitomised that. So to me, looking at how James Vowles has got Williams and sort of how Williams have always been family run, family owned. Do you know what I mean? They've always had that vibe to them.
That's why I think Sainz would fit nicely there.
Yeah, someone like Sainz would fit really nice in there. And bringing Ocon into that, you know, you've got really nice Alex Albon. And I'm just, there's too much risk that it would mess up the dynamic of the team. Some of you might think that's too harsh on Ocon, but that's fair enough.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you look at this dynamic. So Ocon has not done himself any favours at all, this whole Monaco issue. No. He got a lot of hate, a lot of unnecessary hate on social media, which, I mean, he came out and spoke about it. And I think anyone doesn't deserve that amount of hate, and I don't agree with it. And I think it's wrong that that amount of abuse is happening.
What if he had crashed into Lewis? You'd be straight on the keyboard.
I'd be like, oh, that's a shame. Yeah, what? Lewis down in bloody P18? Like, what? Well, yeah, I'm gonna cry that much.
But it's even more annoying. Yeah. It's like it's not even worth it. And I think that's the really pathetic thing about it. Was for P. I don't even know.
P12,
right? That is exactly why they've had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing to that move other than the fact he wanted to get one up on Pierre Gasly.
Yeah.
That's a teammate issue.
All right. Talking about this, I'm going to play another game with you later on, okay?
Yep.
So stay tuned for this if you're listening, and I want to get your opinions. But realistically, best fit for Ocon is Haas.
Yeah. I think Haas could build quite a nice team. I mean, look, this could be quite humbling for Esteban Ocon. You know,
yeah.
If this is the reason he's gone, then it is going to be humbling. So he is going to have to become a better teammate. And he can go somewhere like Haas, but I just don't think Oli Behrman's the right man for that other seat. I'd like to see him. That might change come the end of the F2 season, right? I think it's too early to tell now. And he might even need another year.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just trying to find something because I want to do something with you now, actually. I might play that game with you. Okay, so we're looking at 2025. We'll do our predictions now for what we... And I want you to say...
The grid.
And I want you to say what you would like. Not necessarily what... Well, actually, yeah, what you think will happen in your ideal. Does that make sense?
So can I change drivers that have already...
You can, yeah. So, well, not drivers who are already secured, we know they're secured.
If they're confirmed. I can't change them.
So let's start off with Red Bull. Obviously, Verstappen. Who's he's going to be lining up against?
Well, I'm pretty sure Perez is like 99% confirmed.
Which is mental, isn't it?
So, I think that there's no point in me saying. Realistically, I think they should take Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
That's what I think they should be looking at. But, yeah, it looks like Perez is going to be their man.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that one. Ferrari, obviously, we know we have Leclerc and Hamilton. Aston Martin, we know Alonso has signed a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Who's lining up with him?
Lance Stroll.
I don't think so. I don't know. I just have a feeling it's not going to... I think it's going to be Drogovic.
Lance is outperforming Fernando this season. Cannot deny that.
I cannot deny it yet, but...
There might be a number of reasons for why that we don't know.
Yeah.
But over the last few races, Lance has been outperforming him.
Yeah, okay. So I'm thinking Drogovic, you're saying Alonso and Stroll.
I think Stroll. You can't bet against Stroll not being in that team.
Yeah.
Well, his dad fucking owns it.
I can. And I think it's going to be Alonso and Drogovic. Williams, we know Albon.
Yeah.
Who's partnering Alex Albon, do you think?
I do think it'll be Carlos Sainz. Because I think Red Bull would be the perfect place for him.
Yeah.
I really do. That's just not going to happen. Because it's weird. If it does happen, I'd be shocked. But it's like, it's what they should do.
Yeah.
You're
shocked that they made the right decision?
I'd be shocked that they made the right decision if they got him in. Realistically, he's not going to go to Haas. But if nowhere else is available, I do think he would go to Haas.
Well, I think Williams would be stupid to not... Because his preferred option would surely be Williams over Haas. So if Williams didn't go for him, I'd be very shocked with that.
It really just depends if they can afford him.
Yeah.
And then I can't see him going to Sauber.
No.
I really can't.
So just finishing off Williams...
That car is the worst car on the grid. That's Sauber.
Just finishing off Williams, Albon signs,
yeah. Again, not entirely... Mercedes are clearly scared to fill that seat next to George because they have such a desire to get Kimi Antonelli in it.
Yep.
So I think rather than missing out on Verstappen, like they did once upon a time, they are just going to take the risk and put Antonelli in that seat.
Okay, you're going ahead of yourself here. I'm getting my way around.
No, I know, but that's why I don't think Sainz will be at Mercedes.
Okay.
Because again... If I was Mercedes, I would probably actually be looking at Carlos Sainz. Yeah. Carlos Sainz and George Russell is a great partnership.
Oh, 100%.
That is two really strong drivers.
100%, completely agree. Kick Sauber, obviously, we know Hülkenberg is there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's lining up beside him? For me, Valtteri Bottas.
I don't see any reason why Bottas... Why they wouldn't want Bottas?
No. I think... I like Bottas. And I think for that type of team, it seems like probably for the final year before the new... Before going to Audi, seems perfect.
And I'm not being funny. We know that if he has a car that is capable of competing,
he can
get race wins.
Yeah, I agree.
He's not a championship-level driver.
Yeah.
But he will do the dirty work and he will pick up points and he is a team player.
Yep.
And he will win you races as well. You know, there were times where he was just quicker than Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, Lewis didn't smoke him every single race.
No. Nope.
Majority of the time he did. But there were times where Bottas ran off with it and won.
Mm. No, I agree. I think they should keep Bottas. Mercedes, obviously Russell will be there.
Yeah, and
Antonelli.
I think it's going to be Antonelli. I just think they're so scared of losing him. You know, because they're not going to get a driver. I don't believe they're going to get a driver that is good enough to race for... Well, I say good enough to race for Mercedes. They are dreadful at the moment. But assuming that we still look at them in the same calibre that they have been over the last 9 or 10 years... I don't think they'll get a driver good enough that would agree to a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, yeah, I know what's happening here.
Mm.
Nah.
Get me in for a year, then...
yeah, and then you're bringing Antonelli. Not interested.
No, if it's not Carlos Sainz, I would agree, Antonelli. McLaren, obviously, they've got Norris and Piastri.
Yeah.
Alpine, obviously, we know Ocon's leaving. I personally think Gasly will be there.
You know, Alpine is not one that I actually thought about. Could do you reckon Alpine would ever go back after Carlos Sainz? He's raced for Renault before.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it is a... For Carlos, I think when you're looking at ambition moving forward, if you're not going to go to Mercedes, you're not going to go to Red Bull, what's your next best options? Okay, Ferrari's gone. We know that because he's obviously leaving Ferrari. Aston Martin, unlikely. So where are your better options? Would you go for Williams, where, in my opinion, they're going to be strong in the future? I do believe but that.
Alpine are a works team.
They're a works team, but it's a very dysfunctional team.
No, granted, but so was Braun GP.
They won a race on their opening.
No, but the circumstances.
Oh yeah, no, but this team is a bit of a circus at the moment.
It is, yeah. No, I agree, but that doesn't mean it's always going to be a circus.
I completely agree. However, if you're looking at what team makes more sense on giving you the opportunity to get better results, Williams, longer term, gives you that.
Yeah, I do think Williams is probably the better choice, but I don't think it's as clear cut.
No, maybe not.
Because I think Alpine, Alpine for a long time, yeah, if you consider Renault as well, have been a better team than Williams. You know, probably at least for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. I can't see
whenever
it,
the fuck they came back.
Because personally, I think it's going to be Gasly and
Jack Doohan.
Personally, that's what I see.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I was actually looking on Twitter, everything that was going on with Ocon today. And can you believe that Alpine fumbled an Alonso Piastri lineup?
Did they?
Well,
I suppose they had
Fernando Alonso.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He obviously wanted to get out of that team because he fucking hated Ocon. And then Piastri was like, nah, I'm going McLaren.
But that's what I mean. If you're Carlos Sainz and you're looking at this type of stuff, you must be looking and going, well, hang on, Piastri didn't want to go there.
Well, yeah, Alonso wanted McLaren to leave. Came knocking.
No, but Alonso wanted to leave.
Yeah, because Aston Martin came knocking.
Yeah, I mean, but...
The problem is names carry a lot.
Yeah.
Or no. Would you rather race for Alpine or Aston Martin?
Okay, so there's my question. Williams, a historic name, or Alpine?
Yeah, but Williams have, not so historically, but recently, been shocking.
Yes, they have, but they're on the way back up.
They did they finish last season?
7th or something.
Was it 7th or was it 8th?
Maybe 8th.
Could have even been 9th, really, like thinking about it.
It was in the bottom half.
It was definitely in the bottom half. So I just think, I know you've got this obsession with Williams.
No, I haven't got this obsession. I just think...
you bought a Damon Hill car once and you love James Vowles.
Love James Vowles.
But I think it does look like they're moving in the right direction, to base your whole career path off the fact that they look like they're doing an all right job seems a bit crazy.
I just believe in their process. That's it. I may be completely wrong, but I just believe in their process. Okay, so for Alpine, who are you saying?
I reckon it will probably be Jack Doohan.
Yep.
To be honest, very boring answer, but...
I honestly think, you know, for 2025, this is the season to bring in the younger generation. You know, and this is what goes back to what about Ollie Bearman and Antonelli and Jack Doohan and Drugovich. this is going into 2026, brand new cars, brand new, you know.
Well, we say brand new, they're not dramatically different.
Okay, when I mean brand new, I mean regulations.
Yeah.
Brand new regulations. You're bringing in brand new regulations. Get these lot in experience of F1 for a season. Get them used to the pace. Get them used to actually working with an F1 team.
Yeah, but you say that as if the 2025 season isn't fundamental to the budget that they have for the 2026 season.
No, I know that. But these
drivers... all the development. Developing a brand new car. Think how much input these drivers have. Now imagine you've got an 18-year-old helping you with development for a brand new car with a new set of regulations, as opposed to...
But you can't underestimate that. You look at the likes of Vettel, Verstappen. These drivers were very young when they came into the F1 world.
Yeah, but they weren't coming into new regulations.
No. But from a development point of view and a learning and their experience, they didn't have loads of experience, but they still came in and they proved themselves week in, week out.
No, that's true. But I'm saying, based on your argument that... Yeah. 2025 is a great season to do it because of the new regulations in 2026. I think, well, the counter to that is, well, actually, number one, they could be not very good. Number two, they've got to be heavily involved in the development process and they don't have any experience with F1 cars.
Yeah.
And then number three, they could come into it and actually perform really badly. That affects the team's position, and then their budget is fucked for the 2026 season when development is going to be key. Because
so you think play it safe? Because there's no, I get what you're saying. I completely get what you're saying. I just think
I don't think this is next season's the season to take a risk, especially if you're a team like Haas, who do not have a lot of money. Yep. Mercedes, I think, can afford to take a risk. Because they've got George Russell,
yeah,
experienced F1 driver, who'll be heavily involved in development. We know that they've got history of being a very, very well-oiled machine.
Yeah,
of a team that are ahead of the game, and they have got the infrastructure and the budget. I know there's a cost cap, but I just feel like Haas kind of can't be taking any risks.
So, okay, let's go to Haas then on this. Who are you going for? Who's your driver lineup for 25? I'm assuming one of them would be Ocon.
If I was, I would be looking at Ocon.
Yeah.
If I was them.
I'd agree with you. It makes perfect sense. His type of character fits perfectly into that team.
That spare seat, I actually don't know. Because I kind of feel like they actually kind of have to go for a youngster.
Yeah.
Because who else is there?
There's no point. And this is what we go back to saying. If I had to pick
just to confirm, like, I'm not contradicting my point. I'm not saying, oh, they have to. They physically have to, because I can't. Like, what, are you going to get Seb back? Try and pull Grosjean out of...
Your only other option is someone like Danny Rick.
Yeah, which... It just
What's the point?
I mean, they could look... I mean, Danny Rick's not going to be there next season.
No.
Liam Lawson will be in that seat.
And that's going back to...
So they could... Maybe they'll end up with Danny Rick and Ocon.
Which is a pointless... For me...
You know, I'm going to stick a fiver on that right now. Danny Rick and Ocon will be at Haas next season.
What? It just seems like a pointless lineup. And yeah. I'll tell you for why.
It is.
Okay. Racing boys. RBs will be, in my opinion, Tsunoda and...
Lawson.
That makes the perfect sense to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lawson did great last year. He fully deserves his seat. Haas. Danny Rick has already proved that he can't do it in an RB. Well, we're saying he can't be. He's getting outperformed by Tsunoda week in, week out. It doesn't make any sense that he keeps a seat with an F1. For me, still, I completely agree with what you're saying, that, you know, Behrman needs to prove himself in F2 before he does all of that, and I completely agree. But Ferrari are going to want Behrman in the seat because it's good development for him and potentially the future of in F1 for Ferrari.
Are they going to pay his wages?
Well, I don't know. But you don't know, do you? There might be something.
If Behrman has a good season in F2 and he finishes top three,
yeah,
give him the seat.
Okay. But, you know, sometimes you just have to take the risk because sometimes the people who don't perform as well in certain areas perform better in others. For me, I think it just makes perfect sense. Someone like Ocon, experience alongside Ollie Behrman. And we were only discussing this the other week, weren't we? If you get rid of K-Mac, who's an experienced person to go next to in Haas? There you go. Esteban Ocon.
Yeah, not a bad signing.
Yeah. Or on the other person on Haas, you do Ocon and Bottas. But again, that's pointless because they've got to change their dynamic in some sense because realistically, they've always gone for older drivers. Theoretically, I know you've got the Mick Schumacher and Mazepin.
Yeah, look how that panned out for them.
Yeah, but you had two young drivers.
Yeah.
So if you've got someone like Ocon, who's been around a sport experience alongside Ollie Behrman, for me, that makes perfect sense. You know, but you've had Grosjean, you've had Hülkenberg, you've had K-Mag. Out of all of those, the only ones who really performed is probably Hülkenberg and maybe Grosjean. K-Mag, yes, okay.
Yeah.
A few years ago, but not recently.
No.
Not recently. But do get in touch. Do let us know. I'm joking. Is your hay fever bad, by the way?
I've had my injection.
Have you?
Yep.
Mine's been really bad this week. Horrible.
Got nothing.
Haven't you?
Hey, the injection just cures it.
Does it?
Yeah.
In your arse again?
Yeah.
Nice. Do let us know, because I think we've spoken a lot about that.
Yeah, we have.
George Russell wouldn't be surprised if a certain driver took a sabbatical in 2026. Who's he talking about?
A certain driver.
Yep.
In 2026?
Yep.
Max Verstappen.
Yep. So he's come out and said, I had the biggest challenge of joining Mercedes against the greatest driver of all time statistically in qualifying and in the race, and I performed against him, and that's all I can do. If Max decided to join Mercedes, I would go up against him and challenge him. He then goes to say, Max can take a year off for 2026 and see which the best team is. I wouldn't be as surprised at all if that was the case. Remember, 2026 is a lottery, so you truly don't know what will transpire.
I tell you what would be good, 2026. Imagine Ferrari and Mercedes at the top two. And Lewis has to go head-to-head with George or something. That would get nasty, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Who's your money on?
Come on.
The GOAT.
Yeah. Why on earth would you bet against Lewis?
No, completely agree with you. Completely agree. Shall we talk about Canada?
Yeah, well, Canada is coming up. I'd like to know the times. I want to know when everything is.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you?
Yes.
So, FP1 on Friday, 6:30 to 7:30.
In the evening?
In the evening.
Nice.
FP2, 10 to 11.
Oh, it's a bit late.
Yeah.
Get tired around then.
FP3 on Saturday. FP3 on Saturday, sorry. 5:30 to 6:30.
Yep.
Qualifying, 9 to 10.
Nice. That's better. Yeah. Because then I can just fall asleep after.
Race, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, good time for a race.
However, I don't know if you remember, in previously when these type of races are at this time, do you remember when they had the red flag years ago when Jenson Button won and it went on for like an hour and 40 minutes, the red flag? So the race didn't actually start again until like 9
Jenson
o'clock.
Jenson Button won, it would have been what, like probably like 2012 or something, 2011.
Well, yeah, that's the year he came from the back pretty much and won it. Don't know if you remember that.
Was he in the McLaren?
He was. There you go. Not shocked. Right, circuit. What's the name of the circuit?
The Gilles Villeneuve.
It is. When was the first Grand Prix held?
1972.
1978.
Oh, that was close.
It was. Number of laps. You should know this because I literally watched you race it the other day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I know.
Well, you did the amount of laps.
Obviously.
Yeah.
58. 70. That was my second guess.
Yeah. What's your third guess?
Do you know what? Because what I actually thought was 78 at first. And I was like, oh, that's just way too many.
So you went down by 20.
Yeah, well, because did I say 58?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I was like, maybe I've just got the seven wrong.
Lap record and held by who?
I feel like it's a weird one.
2019, the record was...
Yeah, like, I want to say it's actually someone like Charles Leclerc.
Nope.
Lewis Hamilton.
Nope.
Valtteri Bottas.
Yes.
And he did it in...
I can give you a guess. It's in the 1 minute.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yep.
1:17.7.
1:13.0.
Oh, not far off.
Nope. Obviously, last year, can you tell me, let's see how good your knowledge is, the top three?
Well, Max.
Yeah. 9 seconds behind him was?
Well, if it's only nine, Checo.
No. If you remember correctly, what team was actually really strong at this point of the season last year? Think your mind back. Bahrain, 22. What team there was really strong?
Well, Ferrari.
Okay.
So, Charles Leclerc?
You may never see him on the podium again. He would never be off the podium again.
What? Alonso?
Yeah.
Finished second?
Yes.
In Canada?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I'm looking at it, yes.
I think that's wrong.
Okay. Well... It's not, but...
And then Checo.
No.
Because... if Checo wasn't second, then he must have finished fucking like 10th or something.
Yeah. Because Alonso started from P3 on the grid. This was the year where Hülkenberg qualified second in...
Yeah, where did he finish?
Let me tell you. He actually finished 15th.
He should be ashamed of himself. He should.
P3. So Alonso P2, P3.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
Really?
It was, yes. Followed by Leclerc, Sainz, Perez, Albon, Ocon, Stroll and Bottas.
Where's Woody?
Who?
Woody.
Who's Woody? Oh, George Russell. He DNF'd.
Oh.
Along with Sargent. If you can name the driver who was last. Well, when I say last, who actually still finished the race?
Guan Yu Zhou.
No.
Oh, wait. Nick De Vries?
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot that fucker was still in the
course. Yeah, so there you go. And you kind of forget that the Aston Martins were so strong at this point last year.
Yeah, that what an incredible U-turn.
Yeah.
In a bad way, obviously. A downturn, we could call it. They've... dramatically. I mean, they've just reverted back to the team they were once before. So I have no idea what they were doing or who the hell is in charge of their upgrades. But get them gone.
Yeah, it's been a
shocking... I mean, their opportunity is long gone now. You know, they development needed to continue through 2023.
Yeah.
They will not be coming back into the mix.
No, I agree. Top three for this weekend's Canadian Grand Prix.
You know what? It's actually not easy now. I think Charles Leclerc is going to win here.
Oh, okay.
I think Charles Leclerc... Lando Norris.
Ooh.
Max Verstappen.
Ooh. Well, hang on, where's Perez?
P20. Yeah, I think you could also maybe Carlos Sainz is in there. You know what, this is what we've been begging for.
Yeah, it is.
Because I genuinely don't just believe Max is going to... Unless they've got upgrades coming. They haven't got upgrades coming, have they?
I don't think they've got upgrades coming.
Yeah, well, Twitter will know best. Oh, yeah, England are playing, aren't they?
Yeah. For me, I agree. I don't think Red Bull will be as dominant this weekend, but I still think Max will win the race. I then think Charles Leclerc, P2, Lando Norris, P3. It's a tough one for me between Lando and Piastri.
Yeah.
Because Piastri, I think, is coming into form. But whenever I say this, I always jinx Piastri. So I'm going to go for Lando for P3.
I think for them, it's normally quite clear. It's clear when you can see one driver is normally considerably better than the other at certain tracks.
Yeah.
I can't see anywhere that
there's upgrades.
Yeah, that Red Bull upgrades are coming, but I know they do have them coming. Yeah. I think it's rumored to be Barcelona that they're bringing upgrades.
Yeah,
apparently it's a tasty package.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I was reading. However, obviously Checo smashing his car to bits has really helped out with that, because they are going to struggle. Also, off topic, you seen the F1 24 driver ratings?
No.
Okay, well, we can flip this. Little quiz.
Wow, it looks like Luke, for once, has actually done a bit of research.
Number one.
Power rankings? How does it work?
It's just driver ratings. So it's based on experience, racecraft, awareness, and pace.
Just this year or in general?
Well, obviously experience
comes
in. It's based off.
Okay, so where are we going? P1?
Yeah, who's the best driver on the game?
Max Verstappen.
Yes. What's his rating? Obviously, like, top would be 99, I imagine.
91.
He's the best driver on the game.
97.
96.
Okay.
Who's second?
Lewis Hamilton.
And what's he rated?
91.
No, it's Fernando Alonso, 92.
What?
Yeah. Because I was like, have they accidentally put his age in? How?
That's mad.
Lewis Hamilton, right? 7-time world champion.
He's got to be third then.
Most Grand Prix ever won.
Yeah.
Most pole positions.
Yeah.
Carried the fourth fastest car.
Yeah.
To P2 in the championship.
Yeah.
P3, sorry, in the championship.
I know
they got P2 in the constructors. So you might say it was the second fastest car. It at some tracks it was good. Development,
It
moved in the right direction. But you know, they were up against a really strong Red Bull, a very strong McLaren, and then at times a very strong Ferrari. But Fernando Alonso somehow got P2.
Let me guess, he's like 94.
92. So third.
Lewis Hamilton.
Correct. But along with three other drivers.
Really?
Yep.
So Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc,
mm-hmm.
Lando Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guess, 91.
And who else? There's one more driver.
He says, along with three other, Perez.
Perez, come on. I know these are stupid ratings, but they're not that stupid.
Hang on, so Lewis, Charles, Lando, George Russell.
Carlos Sainz.
Oh, I was going to say Sainz.
And what do you think they're rated?
91.
89.
Really?
Bum ratings. And then we got George, Sergio, both rated 87. Alex, 85. This one will make you laugh. Oscar Piastri, 84. He actually won a race last season. A sprint race, granted. But Pierre Gasly, 84. Ocon, 83. Danny Ric, 82.
They, Who does this?
But it does get funny because wait for this. Hulk 82, Bottas 81, Yuki 81.
If you tell me Logan Sargeant is still in the 80s.
No, well, this is where it gets funny because then you've got K-Mag, Stroll and Guan Yu Zhou on 80. And then you've got Sargeant 70. Just a flat set. He's 10. He's 10 worse than the worst drivers. It's but yeah, I saw those ratings and I thought, yeah, this is why the game is shit.
I am not a fan of it.
The game is shit, by the way. If anyone has bought the new F1 game, get your money back. And if you haven't bought it, don't bother. I got EA Play for $5.99 because I could then play it for 5 hours. Now, recently, I've been playing a lot of Assetto Corsa, which is incredible. And then to come on to this rotten F1 game, if I had dropped £60 on it, I would have been fuming. So don't buy it. It is as bad as the videos look online. It's like Mario Kart.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's really bad. They've really improved traction. They've improved the force feedback effects. The graphics are better. The car sounds are incredible. But the actual racing is so bad. The driving. Oh my god, yeah.
You're not really selling it to me.
Don't bother.
No. Going back to Canada, weather this weekend.
Yep.
Rain. All weekend.
So we're not going to get a race.
We're not going to get anything.
We can't watch
because,
that. Because... we can send them out in rain. That'd be inhumane.
I've just read something and it actually really makes me sad.
What?
So Daniel Ricciardo is expected to stay with Red Racing Bull in 2025.
Really?
Yes. Because there's also a new story underneath that Yuki Tsunoda is attracting interest from many teams, including Alpine and Williams. I mean, actually, I know we talk about Jack Doohan, but Tsunoda and Gasly...
Oh, yeah. Reunite them.
Reunite them in Alpine could make perfect sense.
Because, again, you know, I'll use the same concept for Yuki Tsunoda. Yeah, granted, Racing Bull have a better car, but that's the ceiling.
Yeah.
The car will always get better. It might even end up being the second quickest car on the grid. For all we know, it is never going to win you a world championship.
No.
That is a fact.
And if you're looking at Alpine, with all the news around them, all the spotlight on them, for the years of having Fernando and Alonso and Ocon didn't like each other, you've then got Gasly and Ocon not really fans of each other. Having Tsunoda come in, where you know they have a good partnership.
Yeah, harmony.
Could change the harmony completely and actually make the Alpine team on the right, right path. I don't mind that. No. I think Tsunoda deserves a better team.
Yeah.
Longer term.
Whether Alpine is that better team, but it gives him the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves the opportunity.
Oh, going back, I don't know how I did not see this. Apparently Ocon and Haas have been in negotiations for several weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. But, I mean, at this point, Haas are probably a better team than Alpine, but again, it's just that, it's that longevity.
All right, I've got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Since 2022, can you tell me the 6 departures from Alpine, drivers and staff?
Well, staff is a little harsh. Obviously, I can say Otmar Szafnauer.
Yep.
Oh, is it Bruno Famin?
No, he's still the team principal, isn't he?
But oh, did they just get rid of someone recently, though, and then put him in? I swear they just got rid of someone recently.
No, Otmar is the one who left.
No, but I swear they got rid of another.
No. Okay, I'll give you one of them because you won't get this. Marcin Budkowski.
What was he?
Someone. Who else?
Well, does Ocon count?
Ocon counts.
Does Piastri count?
Piastri counts.
Alonso.
Alonso, yeah. And there's one icon of the sport. Who was there?
An icon of the sport?
Yeah.
Well, did I already say Alonso?
You said Alonso.
Are we talking Alpine?
We're talking about Alpine. AP. They're the initials.
AP. Why? But I'm just thinking back. I swear they've always just had.
Do you want me to...
It would have been before Alonso came in. Would it? Yeah. It would have been before Alonso came.
Do you just want me to tell you?
So who was next to Ocon before Alonso?
It's not necessarily a driver.
Oh, wait, no, it wouldn't have been because... 2021, Ocon, Alonso was there.
I'm not telling you, it's not a driver.
2020, they were Renault.
Since 2020, why are you making it so difficult? It's not a driver.
AP?
Yeah.
AP McCoy.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Alan Prost.
What? What? How?
Well, he left the Alpine team. I did say a driver and staff.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. Going back to what I said about earlier, Alex Albon, he apparently has come out and said that one of his reasons for staying at Williams is because he's excited about the 2026 Mercedes engine. Yep.
Am I on fucking mute or something? I said that earlier.
No, I know you said that earlier, but I'm just reiterating what you said. And Toto Wolff has come out and said that Mercedes are on the right path. What a load of shit.
Yep.
Get me to Ferrari, man.
Get more of it Ferrari. This weekend.
Yes. So I think that's the end of the podcast. So hopefully you have enjoyed that. Anything else you want to discuss?
Have a good weekend. Have a good week. It'll be Wednesday. So kind of almost be Friday.
Yep.
So you're almost there. Keep going.
Right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, check us out on all social media. Leave us a rating on Spotify or any other audio platform. And we shall see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye-bye.